This is Dakota Datebook for August 25th. Pasta and safaris may seem like an odd combination, but to the organizers of North Dakota's Spaghetti Safari, it was the perfect opportunity to showcase the state's wheat and durum industry. Their goal was to promote North Dakota product and connect them with stakeholders and partners from across the country. More than 20 food, nutrition, and consumer editors representing some of the nation's largest publications were guests on the three-day safari across the state. They followed the journey of pasta from the field to the grocery store. On this date in 1977, the Spaghetti Safari traveled from the Durham fields of Ramsey County to the state mill in Grand Forks. In Ramsey County, the first step in what was called the macaroni cycle took place at John Wright's farm near Lawton, where both wheat and durum were grown. The group met with members of the Durum Growers Association, asked questions about production, and were treated to a home-cooked dinner by the wives of local producers. The meal featured wheat-based dishes, including, of course, pasta. This day was a highlight of the trip. Many of the editors, especially those from cities like New York or Los Angeles, had never visited a wheat or durum farm. "I'm in awe of all of this," one editor told the Devil's Lake Daily Tribune. "I had no idea of the size of your farms or the complexity of the farm operation." While everyone was familiar with the finished product, macaroni and other pastas, few had seen the investment in machinery or the daily operations that go into producing durum. Local farmers appreciated the visit as well. One commented, "This kind of thing brings greater understanding between agricultural interests and consumer groups." In addition to their stop in Ramsey County, the safari traveled to Fargo, where they visited cereal chemistry labs at North Dakota State University. They toured the state mill and elevator in Grand Forks, and then went on to Dickinson and Medora as guests of the North Dakota Beef Commission. The trip wrapped up in Minneapolis with stops at the Grain Exchange and the Cremette Macaroni Company. Afterward, participants sent letters to Sam Cool, general manager of the state mill, praising the hospitality they received and the overall success of the trip. All agreed, the Spaghetti Safari was a smashing success. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Ashley Thronson. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.